Dhaka. A severe measles outbreak in Bangladesh has claimed the lives of more than 500 children, making it the country's deadliest measles surge in decades and exposing deep gaps in child health care and immunization systems. According to government health data released, at least 512 children have died since March 15, with 13 deaths recorded in the last 24 hours alone. Hospitals across the country, particularly in the capital, Dhaka, are struggling to cope as thousands of infected children continue to arrive for treatment. Major medical centers have opened special measles wards to manage the growing number of patients, but doctors say intensive care units are running short of beds and critical equipment. Many of the children being admitted are already in serious condition by the time they reach hospitals. Health experts say the outbreak has hit the poorest families the hardest. Large numbers of infected children were either unvaccinated, malnourished, or suffering from weakened immunity linked to poor living conditions. Doctors treating patients say complications from measles have become increasingly severe during the outbreak. Children are arriving with breathing difficulties, eye infections, and lung complications, conditions that can quickly turn fatal if not treated early. In response to the crisis, the Bangladeshi government launched a nationwide emergency vaccination campaign. According to UNICEF country representative Rana Flowers, nearly 18 million children have already received vaccines under the drive. However, health officials warned that vaccinations would take time to reduce infection rates and prevent deaths, especially in areas where the virus has already spread widely. UNICEF said disruptions caused during and after the political unrest in 2024, which led to the fall of the country's former government, weakened routine immunization programs and left many children without protection against preventable diseases such as measles. The outbreak has mainly affected children between 6 months and 5 years old. Medical experts say measles spreads rapidly through coughing and sneezing and can trigger life-threatening complications, including pneumonia and brain swelling. Despite government claims that infections are declining in some previously affected regions, health workers on the ground say hospitals continue to face intense pressure as new cases emerge daily. Aid agencies and doctors are now calling for long-term investment in vaccination programs, nutrition support, and public healthcare infrastructure to prevent future outbreaks from reaching such devastating levels.